We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for us to talk about the movies, just in case the cold temperatures that are headed our way in Richmond sends you running for a warm location. And our movie guy, Mike Mayo, is with us as always on Friday. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Let me say right off the bat, I am frankly envious because Quebec is one of my favorite cities, and I'm just envious that you're being up there now. I've never been there in real winter, and some part of me really wants to experience that, even though I know I'd be real cold and everything.
As long as you bundle up, I think you'd have a ball, but you got to have a warm coat.
So I'm envious. I wish I was there with you. And I'm sure since you're there, if you get any time this weekend, you will be heading out to see Cold Pursuit.
Okay.
This is the one where Liam Neeson is the snowplow driver whose son is killed by drug dealers. And so he sets out for revenge. Now, this is unlike a lot of the kind of, you know, bad dad movies that we've seen him in for the past decade or so, I guess. And this one has a much stronger sense of humor. It is a very dark, dry sense of humor. But this is more a comedy than a lot of the action pictures he makes, though the action part of it is fine, too. It's actually a remake of a 2014 Norwegian film, and the same guy that made the original made this one. So all I can say is if you like these and if you're not put off by all the foolishness that surrounds everything, it seems, these days,
yeah,
you can see this just as an action movie, a comic action movie. I think you will be well entertained by it. I was, and I recommend it. It is not for kids at all, but I thought it was really fun for this kind of movie, and I admit I have a soft spot for this kind of movie.
Very good. Now, what about this movie, The Prodigy? This one's rated R, so clearly not for children.
No, and this is one, again, I like horror movies. I've written a couple books about them. But this one deals with a subject that I find very difficult, and that is a horror movie involving children. And this is about a possessed boy, 8-year-old boy, who's really bright, very, very smart guy, and this demon is trying to possess him. And that kind of thing, even though I have a lot of trouble getting into the concept and suspending my disbelief, whenever it involves a kid, I just kind of takes me a while to get into it. This one, it is well done enough, I suppose. Taylor Schilling is the main character. She plays his mom. But it just didn't work for me. And this is my fault. It's just the kind of thing that does not appeal to me, and I never got past that enough to enjoy it at all.
Yeah. Now, the big movie of the weekend, I guess, especially if you've got kids, is this Lego Movie Part 2. I didn't see Part 1, but everybody I know with a child in their life had to go see it.
Yeah, and even if you didn't have a child to take to it, the first one was a very surprising, bright, funny, smart movie that did all kinds of crazy things, because at the end of it, it was revealed, spoiler alert, that it was kind of all taking place inside the mind of a kid who was playing with his Legos. And he was having this big fight with his dad, who thought you should play with Legos the way they designed them, and, you know, and not do crazy imaginative things with them. Well, of course, you know, that's where the conflict came in. It was exceptionally well done. The animation combining computer stuff and actual Legos turned out to be a lot better than I thought it was going to be, and more engaging. Again, done with a lot of intelligence. This one, like most sequels, it takes the things you liked in the first one and tries to recreate them. It's not nearly as good, in my opinion. The conflict here is between the boy from the first movie and his younger sister. She plays with Legos in a different way than he does, and she's got these other toys that she brings into it, too. The Some of the jokes are very funny. The Lego Batman stuff is still kind of cute. And then the songs are really good. There's some nice songs in them. That said, I don't think this is one that most adults really need to go to. If you can send the kids by themselves, they'll be fine at it. Not really the kind of thing that I think is going to appeal to the audiences who like the first one as much as I did.
Right. Listen, I would hire somebody to take the kids to see it. That sounds terrible to me. But now, what about this comedy, What Men Want? I feel like I've seen the preview for this one. Is this one?
Yeah, you have. You see, if you've watched any sports, you've seen the preview of this one. It's kind of, this was inspired by the 2001 Mel Gibson movie, What Women Want, where he played this advertising guy who got bonked on the head and then had the ability to read women's thoughts. And so then he could use what he learned there to, you know, make ads that appealed to women. And he would understand what women were really like and thus be enlightened. Well, here we've got Taraji P. Henson as a woman working in an otherwise all-male sports representation firm. And she's hoping to get promoted and to represent this kid who's a basketball phenom. Well, she gets bonked on the head and can hear what her male coworkers are thinking. And, yeah, know exactly what
they're
thinking.
That's scary to think about.
It's okay. It's got some funny moments in it, but I'd been hoping for one that was going to be as good and as perceptive as the first one. And maybe this one is just as perceptive, and it's telling us that, you know, hey, men are just like you always thought they were.
Right.
No surprises there.
I can imagine those jokes. All right. Well, that's a good roundup of lots of new films coming into the theater. Always enjoy talking to you. Mike Mayo, our movie guy at mike-mayo.com. Thanks very much. Hope it's a good weekend
for you. Take care and stay warm.
We'll do it. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.